Hey, Corrine, how are you?
Hi, Tari.
I am. I know it's been a little crazy today, but we got a great show tonight. So why don't you tell everybody that's listening what we're talking about?
We're going to be talking about angels and signs from your angels. Because we were talking a little bit earlier today about, you know, sometimes it's when we're so busy every day and we're distracted by, you know, our emotions and what we've got going on with our lives, that sometimes it's hard for us to see the messages from our angels because they're always talking to us and they're always sending us signs, and it's just about opening our eyes up to see them. So we're going to be talking about the different ways we receive signs from our angels, the different forms, and how you can ask for signs from your angels, and that's exactly it.
Okay, cool. I know. Well, I know you and I have had signs from the talking angels all the time, but what are some of the signs that we get or that you've experienced or people that you've talked to, done readings with, and classes that we've taught? And can you share that?
Yeah, they can come in different forms. Your angels send you signs in many different shapes and forms. For me, I've had an experience where there was a time in my life when I needed to make a career change, and I wasn't, I was a little challenged with making that decision, and I just needed help from the angels. And I remember praying to them saying, if this is the right move for me to make, you know, please send me a sign. Please just let me know you're here with me. Right. And everywhere I went, I was getting groups of pennies. Like, you know, not just like one or two, but like groups of three to five of them everywhere I was going. And I would see them right in front of my car. I would see them, you know, right in front of my office. I would find them in my office. I mean, it was just everywhere throughout the days for a couple of days. And, you know, I was thinking, okay, this must be a sign. So I did some research on that. And I believe the Archangel Gabriel is the one that uses pennies as a sign that he's around you, helping you. But I think all of the angels use pennies. That's a really frequent sign for them to use. And once I knew, okay, this is definitely a sign, I prayed again and I said, if this is, again, I just need a little bit of extra confirmation here, please. If this is the right move for me to make, please continue to send me some pennies. And I got them for several days afterwards.
Well, that's always cool.
Yeah.
I tell you what you need to do is put a request into the archangels, change the pennies to $100 bills.
I know. I know.
Another sign.
I know. Well, the pennies are good because if you take note of the dates that you find whenever you come across a penny, the numbers on them are really important too. And that's also another sign is numbers that you catch throughout the day that are repetitive. So if you always happen to look at the clock and it's always 12:34, like with me, it's always 12:34, that's a sign. So numbers have a significant value too, and that's it's a good way for the angels to kind of give you a specific message.
I agree with you. I like the numbers 444, 444 in the afternoon, 444 in the morning. I'll see it sometimes as numbers, like phone numbers on cars or, you know, trucks or whatever. But I was like, okay, that's a sign for me. That's one of the ones that I really relate to because that means your guardian angels are around, you know.
Right.
So listen, all those people that are listening tonight, if you call in and want to know if this is a sign or you want to share something or ask a question, a psychic question about love, relationships, or life choices or career, we're here. And I think we have a caller, don't we?
So we do. We've got Vicky from California.
Okay, good.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, Vicky, how are you?
I love your topic because I always see angel numbers. I see 444 and 555. I see all of them, actually, 222. So interesting how angels can talk to us in various ways. And they can talk to you through animals, too. Like if you see an animal, there's like a message or something, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
What kind of animals have you seen?
Oh,
I'm sorry, Tori.
To a park, so I've seen coyotes. I've seen lizards. That's probably typical. Rabbits. So, yeah, it's just things like that.
That's cool. So rabbits always mean you're having babies. I'm just kidding. So. Anyway, that's what my grandmother used to say. I'm teasing you. Vicky, what's your question, too, as well? Thank you for sharing, by the way.
My question is, I broke up with my boyfriend a few days ago, a few days ago, And I was wondering if you felt that we would rekindle him contacting me, and you feel like he will contact me, or, you know, you see a commitment for us down the line, down the road for us.
All right, cool. When's your birthday?
June 29.
Okay, and what's his first name and his birthday?
His name is Jason, and his birthday is June 26.
Okay, wow, it's a strong connection there. Kareen, go ahead, you go first, because that's what I felt like we should do.
Yeah, no, I think you're going to hear from him in 3 days. I got the number 3 really strong, and it feels like it's 3 days that you'll hear from him again. It's 3 days that I'm getting right now. I also drew some angel cards for you, and I got innocence for you. So that's just a reminder, you know, to go back to the center of your heart for the truth that you would like to have happen in your relationship, and don't dwell on any kind of guilt or anger or fear, and give that to your angels, and just return to that innocence, because that's the place where it'll start for a reconnection with him. And I also feel like somebody's coming in, someone new's coming in. Are you feeling that? Because I'm feeling someone new coming in really strong. All of a sudden, this guy just jumped in.
Do you want me to go ahead? Here's what
sure.
I feel. I feel like you're going to work it out or get back together with him. You guys have a strong connection simply because the birthdays are so, so close together. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I feel with him is there's something going on with his family. I don't know what that means, but I'm just sharing that with you. That's caused a little bit of havoc. There's also an eclipse happening, I think, on June 15th. I think it's a lunar eclipse. I can't remember if it's lunar or solar. But sometimes that will cause a lot of what do you call that? Friction.
Disconnect.
Yeah, disconnect, friction. I mean, you guys, you would understand the eclipse is like you guys have the Santa Ana winds out there, right, in California. When you get it, when you get that, that's something that that causes, you know, to sometimes rethink friction, that kind of thing. I do feel that there is a guy jumping up for you, and it's not, you can work it out with your boyfriend, and that's not a problem. He will reach out to you again. And probably around the same time that Kareen is seeing, but there is a new man popping up for you as well. So I always think when it comes to dating and love, it's always better to have feast than famine, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what I see. And but you go with it right now, and you'll hear from him again. But it's always nice to have choices too. I know you love him, and he loves you too as well. Okay. So.
Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely love still there.
Yeah, and thanks for the signs, and that's cool. And the 444, if you look at the messengers, it's a book called The Messengers. It talks about the 444, and it's amazing. It means your guardian angels are really around trying to give you messages. Okay, so just to give you. All right?
Thank you.
Thanks, Vicki. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
So that was fun. I always like to have more than, I mean, if you're not, if you're to, when you fall in love and you're, you know, to have choices is always a good thing. So you make the right choice. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So we were talking about signs and everything. And have you had an experience like with any of your friends or like, I have a friend of mine, if it's okay, I'll share the story. She's a singer and plays in a band, and I told her, she and I were talking the other day, she came over, and I said, listen, I said, you know, there's something with you and dolphins and music, and she said, that's the second time I've heard it, and I said, okay, so, you know, I said, there's something to that. You need to go get a dolphin CD or something. Because, you know, dolphins are, I think they call them the angels of the ocean. Anyway, I got an email from her, and she said, Turi, you're not going to believe this, but my cousin felt that I needed to go with her to see the dolphins at SeaWorld, so I'm going. This is like 2 days after we spoke. So, you know, a lot of times angels will give you signs, I think, or give you messages in, with the amount of times they send you a message, you know, whether it's 2 or 3 times. And if you're getting something more than once, and it can only be once, but more than once, more than, you know, 2 or 3 times, usually there's something to that. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially when it's repetitive and it keeps coming up over and over again. It's kind of like the angels saying to you, you know, pay attention, pay attention. You don't get the first time, they'll send it to you again. They're like, pay attention, pay attention. And then you finally say, okay, I got it. I got it.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Like what your friend is saying. She got it finally after the third try. Sometimes it takes three tries.
Yeah, three times is a charm, you know, and I get you. So that was kind of cool that she was talking to me about that. But and I know myself, you know, I'll hear something and I'll get things, and dreams are a great way of getting signs or information, you know, too, as well. Because a lot of times I'll get stuff that happens in a dream, you know. I know last year the angels told me, they said, you're going to meet a guy that you're going to fall madly, passionately in love with. I'm like, oh, that's cool. They go, it's going to be really soon. I was like, you know, you always ask for timetables with the angels, because really soon to them could be 1 year, 10 years, or 2 days.
Right.
You know? You know, so yeah. Anyway, I know we got a couple other callers. Do you want to take some? So we
We do. We've got Arvea from New Mexico.
Oh, neat. Hey, Arvea.
Hi. How are you? First of all, I'm supposed to tell you that I'm Amora's daughter.
Oh, wow!
We love
Welcome
her.
Welcome to the show.
She's amazing. She must have got my call. She's so amazing. Anyway. So, welcome. What's your question, Arvea?
I applied to UCLA earlier this year, and I used my tarot cards and everything to find out the answer. But when I ask if I'm going to the school, I keep getting mixed answers. Like, sometimes they'll say yes, sometimes they'll say no, and then when I ask about California, they'll say yes. So I'm really confused, so I don't really know what to do now.
When's your birthday?
And my mother's in the background laughing.
Hi, Amora.
tell her we said hi. But when's your birthday, Arvea?
December 15th.
What year?
1988.
Okay. Corinne, you want to go ahead? You want to go first?
Sure. I'm just trying to read the energy, and it does feel like you're in New Mexico, and it feels like you're making a move. Because I'm in California, and I was just trying to see if you're coming to where I am. and it feels like there is a move. Have you applied to other schools in California? Because it looks like there's more than one opportunity in California. I'm trying to pinpoint if it's UCLA, because I know where that's at. And that feels like a yes, too. But it almost feels like you can go to another school that's here, too.
I got that two choices.
Yeah. Did you apply for another school in California?
Not another nursing school, but the other school I was looking into is the cosmetology school I'm currently in now, which is Tony and Guy, and they have a San Antonio school out in California.
Okay. Because it feels like your energy is going in two. There's two that's here in California. So I would say that I'm trying to re-pinpoint this energy going to UCLA. And it feels like that's really positive. It also feels like there's that other, the secondary school that you're talking about too. So I would read that as a definite yes. Because I feel your energy coming here, going, but it's, so maybe it's, I think it's about a choice. So you have a choice between those two, but it feels like it's positive for both. Tree, what are you getting?
When I asked her birthday, I got choices. Mm-hmm. And and then that's what I get for you, that you have choices. You're definitely moving. One of the messages that I'm getting is there is a certain question mark about, is it nursing school or cosmetology school, or there's a question, and I'm not sure which one it is. So I don't know if you feel comfortable even answering that or looking at it, but there's a question about that you need to really look at in your own thought processes, and when you resolve that, or a question or something, then you're going to be able to move ahead with your choice. And it doesn't matter which one, because they'll both fit you like a glove. Do you have a question if nursing or if the other one's a right fit for you? What's your question?
Yeah, and with that one, I wasn't too sure which one was the better fit for me.
Okay, that's what I get. So what's in your heart?
I want to do both. I want to be a midwife and open my own wellness center. So that's one of the reasons why I'm in the cosmetology now. And the second part of that is the nursing school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then, see, that's what I think that you need to stay with, because the one that's in your heart is you're going to be able to do that. But there was a question, which one fits? But it feels like you're being drawn to do the I guess the one where you transfer to the other school. Another one, you'll be fine. Okay, do you know what I mean? But follow your heart and do the midwife thing. I don't mean to say thing, like it's not important, because that is, it's beautiful. that seems where your heart's at. So that's the question. And when you resolve that, and I guess that's Corrine and I are giving you insight on that, then follow your heart about that and ask for signs. Your mom is real good at that too as well. So she know that. So anyway, we love her. She's helped us tremendously. I hope that answers your questions a little bit, but you have choices. Resolve, and once you feel really confident about what you feel is the right choice for you, they're both doors are like wide open for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hope that helps you. Okay, thanks, Arvea. Okay. Give your mom a hug from us, okay? Take care.
Okay.
Anyway, Amor does not sound old enough to have a child that age.
I know.
Need to get some of that.
Sisters. I know.
Right? Anyway, I think we've got another couple callers, so that's cool.
We've got two more callers. We've got Kimberly from Key Largo.
Okay.
Hey, girls.
Hey, Kim.
Hi.
Hey, girls, how are you?
Good. What's your question?
Well, I got 6 rainbows yesterday.
Wow.
Wow, oh, this is Kim. This is Kim. Okay.
Kim and Dahlia are down in Key Largo. They're spending.
We're in Siesta Key right now.
Siesta Key, that's right. Okay, good. So
yep,
you got 6 rainbows.
On the West Coast. And just checking in on my friend Jeff.
Oh, good. He's I think your 6 rainbows are really, really cool. I also would look at the number 6, numerology, to see what that means.
Yeah.
Corrine, do you know what number 6 means? I don't. So right off the top.
Number 6 is, it stands for love.
Oh,
it stands
wow.
for understanding, sympathy, healing, harmony. So that's good. That's a good, and comfort. So that's perfect. Oh, that's perfect.
That's wonderful, Kim. Look at that. Good for you. So, and your meaning of the rainbows that you sent to us the other day was amazing. Thank you so much, because you inspired a lot of people.
I hope it helped some people.
Yeah, it did. So, and, you know, when you give like that from your heart, then, and Corrine and I were just talking about that earlier today, when you give like that and you come from such a cool place, then you attract what you're looking to attract really quickly in your life.
Right.
So with that, you know, with Jeff and your it feels like he's closer to you now than he's been in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So good for you.
I haven't seen him, and I haven't done anything crazy, believe it or not. So
that's okay.
Pretty much in a calm
that's
state.
Good. Sometimes doing nothing is the perfect thing to do. And I drew some cards for you. I got steady progress, joy, and let your past go. So those are exactly the things that you're working on, and confirmation that you are doing the right thing. So his energy does feel. Last time I checked, he was facing you. I didn't feel a lot of energy with that. He was just facing you. It was kind of like he had just turned towards your direction. And now there's energy along with that that I'm feeling. There's an energy backing that up. So there's something developing, growing. That's happening here, because last time he was just kind of just turned towards you like a chess pawn is what I was given, and just kind of like he changed direction. Yeah, he kind of changed direction. Before he was facing it away from you, and then he wasn't. He was just kind of staring straight ahead, and then he turned towards you, and now there's emotion, energy, a lot of energy behind it. So you're on the right track.
That's cool, Kim. Congratulations on the rainbows. That's wonderful. And that's your sign. Can you share with people that are listening what that means to you when you get the rainbows? Because that's a wonderful sign.
Yeah, and don't think this is goofy, because I was reluctant to believe it, but I'm a huge believer in it now. When I speak to my angels, I ask them for a sign for a friend of mine coming back into my life, and I designated that sign as a rainbow, and I just said, you know, if my friend is coming back into my life, show me a rainbow in some kind of form. And yesterday I got 4 rainbows in a song. A car cut me off, and the name of the car was Rainbow Detail. Wow. And that's then cool. I got another one, like a reflection off a prism on my living room wall.
Oh, wow.
So I think that counts.
Yeah, that all counts. That's good, Kim. And, I'm so happy for you.
I hope, every time I see them, I just thank the angels, and then I just ask for, more confirmation.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. So the rainbows, which thank you, Kim, so much. And keep us posted. I know you will. And I think that's wonderful. You sound really peaceful, too, and connected. So that's a good thing, too.
I'm okay. Yeah. All right. As long as he's facing towards me, not running for the hills.
No, he's coming to you. That's cool. Anyway, alrighty, thanks a lot, Kim. Enjoy your time in Siesta Key, okay?
Take some more calls.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Yeah, that's good. She brings up a good point, because a lot of times we think, okay, we've got to see the rainbows if that's our sign. But, seeing the word rainbow, the prism, that's something that you...
The car.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I always never look at that when they cut me off. Well, never mind what I do. Just swear at them. That's probably not very nice. Anyway. And this is a lot about what you send out comes back to you, right? So I got to be careful with it. I know we've got a couple more callers on. So, wow, it's pretty full tonight.
Yeah, we've got Lindsay from New Jersey.
Okay. Oh, I love her.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Lindsay. Hey. Anyway, I know you got some good stuff to share with us. So what's going on and what's your question? But you got great stuff, yes, I know.
Actually, I have a story. Just this past Monday, my angel came to me in my sleep. I had been asking her for a little while to connect with me. I've obviously been looking for my job. We found it, and I'm just, trying to get there. And I basically, as time goes on, you just need that. It's still yours. It's still working out. Don't do anything to, affect it. Don't take a part-time job that you hate because it'll affect it, even when your parents are driving you crazy about it. Basically, in my dream, I had interviewed at this place before, months ago, and there was a person that was out of the country who actually, Cherie, you had mentioned when we had done a reading before, and her name was Roxanne. I had written her name down. Well, in my dream, I had an interview with this Roxanne. I did not see her face, but I could hear her voice, and we were just conversating and talking, and I had that same wonderful feeling that I had before when I first interviewed there, wow, this is where I need to be. This is where I'm going to be.
Right.
And it just really helped me because I was starting to get nervous, and I just suffer from such anxiety, and I was, worrying, it might not happen. It might not come to me. And it's, trying to stay positive all the time can sometimes be tough. And just the timing of everything, because Tuesday morning I woke up and my car was hit by a drunk driver the night before, and it might be totaled.
Wow.
So just the whole timing of it, because it's not valued enough for a new car, but I'm obviously going to have to somehow work that out with my parents. But I think that it was sent to me, and she waited to send me that, because I've been asking her for a while, because she knew what was going to be happening the next morning, because when that happened, I just kind of, tuned everything off. I stopped feeling her touch. I kind of, I was more focused on, oh my God, my car. But I was just wondering, did you still feel like it was totaled and that this job is still coming to me? Because I thought it was going to come in May, and then, I tried to stop putting a time on it and trying to just go with it, and then things just started coming up more and more and more besides my car.
I gotcha.
And I guess I just need confirmation.
Okay. What I feel is okay, Karina. I want to answer. Okay. What I feel is that I think your talk car. You're gonna have a car to drive. You're not gonna be without wheels. I know it sucks when you have that. But you're going to have you're gonna have a car. But I don't think it's this one, Lindsay. It doesn't feel like it's this one. I also feel that that's confirmation about your job. Your dream. And I think that your job is your job is here, and you and it's the one that you want. The other thing, and it's so funny because I know, you know, we always struggle with time, you know, divine and perfect timing. I think divine and perfect timing is my time is always better than that, and I know you probably feel the same way. But for whatever reason, yeah, right? For whatever reason, it feels like that that your time is here. It's almost here for that great job, and it's coming at the right time. Okay, so in divine timing. What do you get, Corrine, if you're ready to answer?
I feel that too. And you know, the car, I think, is kind of symbolic, you know, of just the ending of the old and making way for a new beginning, because it feels like you're going to get another car to drive.
Yeah.
It feels like it's going to be, I don't know if it's a new car. It doesn't feel like it's a new car. It feels like it's like maybe like a car that's given to you or something like that.
Yeah, and I wouldn't ask for a new car because I want a new one. I'm probably going to buy myself a new one in like 5 years. I was trying to nurse the one I had. It was an 06, and it was doing wonderful until that incident. We did catch the person then again. So.
Oh, that's good. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow, that usually never happens. That's great.
Yeah, well, the person, he was drunk, and he left bits and pieces of his car in my boyfriend's apartment parking lot, and his was the only car missing. So we just told the officer, yeah, you might want to knock on that door, and he just admitted to it, and I felt better that, you know, someone else was going to be taking care of it, but in my heart of hearts, I felt that car was gone, and the fact I got it when I was 18, I had just moved to Florida, and now I'm home, and I really am starting and trying to start anew. And I guess that car may be going as a way of me releasing. I'm not going to ask my parents for a new car, quite frankly. I just want keyless entry and not a terrible color. I can give up the moonroof for a few years, you know. I don't want something that's terrible on gas, you know, just some keyless entry for the snowy days we have up here in New Jersey.
That's cute. I like that, Lindsay. Yeah. But yeah,
it does feel like it's a new beginning. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, it's, you know, it's symbolic that you had to get rid of the old and get rid of all the old, you know, the old energy. It's making way for new, and the car is just a part of that, a part of this process. Because it does still feel like the job is all around you, like you're on the brink of it.
Oh, you're telling me. It's been driving me nuts for a while, but I've been doing better, just trying to, you know, stay positive and treat myself. I've actually just went shopping for jeans, and, you know, I feel, and this place also has like a really like lenient dress code. Doesn't really matter what you wear. It was just the place for me. And so because of that, I've just had confirmation. I've already like started looking at property up that way. I've already started looking. I like to plan everything. And I just, you know, I've been trying to, you know, keep up with this whole fantasy that I feel like is I'm hoping and feeling my heart's going to come true sooner, hopefully, rather than later. But, you know, divine.
Lindsay, I think everything is coming to you. So keep us posted about it. And thank you so much for sharing your dream. Okay, because that
will
inspire others.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thank you guys so much. I appreciate your time. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. Okay.
Take care.
All right, now. Bye.
Bye. I think we've got a couple more callers.
We've got two more. We've got Teresa.
Okay. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
I was just wondering what my aim... Gary did something really nice for me this weekend, and I'm wondering if that is a sign from the angels that things are going to move back to where they were. A happier place.
Okay. Corrine, you want me to go, or do you want to go? It doesn't matter.
Sure, you can go. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's what I feel with that is that you get a lot of signs. You're extremely gifted psychic and a healer and a teacher. Sometimes when you're at your darkest point, okay, then the angels give you a sign. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes you don't have to be at your darkest point, okay, but that's when you get when you're down as low as you can go, and I know that that's happened to you before. Then when you're coming back now, that's what's going on, is that your angels are giving you signs. And Gary also loves you and wants to be there for you. And so when you least expect it, sometimes you get those beautiful, beautiful signs. And it's pretty cool when they come from your husband. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it was so unexpected. And I was praying for that before, that a sign would be given to me. And I was looking for rainbows, and I was looking for roses, and I was looking for any, you know, number 11, 44. God, I was, like, looking for the gamut. And then all of a sudden he came home and he was just like, do you want to go down to shore this weekend? You know, we don't have a lot of money. We don't need a lot of stuff. I'll do everything. Just wake up the girls and get ready. We'll get up at 7 in the morning. And I'm like, are you okay?
Aww, that's cute.
I was just wondering, because he's, you know, I've been not myself. So for him to even do this, I was just wondering, is this a sign, or am I just, or is there another reason? Like, you know, I'm cautious with him.
Yeah, now, it feels really positive. I pulled some cards for you, and I got relationship, joy, and trustworthy guidance. So that answers your question right there.
Okay, so I should trust him. Okay, so this is, and so this is like the beginning of me getting out of this, I mean, funk.
The rabbit hole.
Yes, the rabbit hole. My infamous, beautiful rabbit hole that I'm decorating now. I'm painting purple.
Well, that's good.
You know? There you go. Well, okay. Have fun at the shore, and let us know how it turns out, okay? So.
Yes,
take care,
I will.
Teresa.
Thank you so much, ladies. And you have a great weekend and enjoy the
you
sun.
You too.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye, hon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think we've got one more.
We've got one more. We've got Evie from New York.
Hi, Evie.
Hello.
Hi.
How are
you? Anyway, how are you? It's great to hear from you again. How's everything going?
Meeting you guys has been an enriching experience, to say the least. I'm just grateful, truly grateful. I have a concern, and that is that I purchased tickets. It's my husband's birthday, and I purchased tickets for a baseball game this coming Thursday, June 9th, for us. The thing is that I don't know, or I hope that he can make it, because they were really expensive. I went all out. I wanted to honor him, and I'm having a little trepidation because I just hope that he's able to go, that his boss allows him, that things just work out for us.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're wanting to know if you'll be able to go.
Right, both of us will, because I can't sell the tickets. He said, well, do you want to sell them? I said, no, I attempted yesterday and all day today, and And it's really to honor him. It's one of his favorite teams. It's Red Sox, and we're in New York. And, you know, it's the first time we're ever going to be going to the stadium here in New York.
Oh, that's wonderful, Evie. What I get is that sometimes the universe, the angels, your higher power says, hold on to the tickets. You'll be able to go. That's my message that I get for you. Okay? So you guys will be able to go.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Thank you. And you, I'm continuing to listen. I've been enriched. Thank you so much.
Oh, and Corrine, do you get anything with that? Because she's pulling some cards, I think.
I was pulling some cards, and I got acceptance. There's nothing to worry about, and what do you desire? So that's
acceptance.
You desire to go. There's nothing to worry about, and accept it.
Oh, that's great.
I know. Those are good.
Anyway. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome. Thank you, Evie. We'll talk to you. I got your Facebook message, by the way, so we'll get back with you. Take care.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so I think we took care of everybody, and that's cool. So she's gotten, sometimes signs can come like that, right? You know, when it doesn't seem like nothing is working out, and you keep on holding on to, and the angels are saying, hey, hold on to the tickets or whatever, and things will work out. You'll be able to go. That's what I felt. I was like, wow, that's a pretty strong message there. What do you think about that, Corrine?
Absolutely. Otherwise, she would be able to sell it. If it wasn't meant for her to go and meant to hold on to it, she would be able to find a way to sell it really easily.
Yeah, that's what I feel too as well. Mm-hmm. So, and then what are some things, you know, a lot of times angels will talk to you. We were talking about signs with ladybugs. I know my daughter, Heather, she's 18 going on 30, or 19 going on. She's going to be 19 next month in July. But she was going through a real stressful time, and she said she wanted to see a ladybug and asked to see a ladybug. And she went to the park to run because she's a runner, and her dad did, and because she was living with her dad, still does. But she said she sat down on a park bench and there was literally hundreds of ladybugs that started flying around her. Isn't that cool?
You know? Wow. So, oh, yeah. That's amazing. I actually just saw a ladybug today, too, which was surprising because I'm on the top floor of my building where I live in the middle of downtown Los Angeles, where there are no ladybugs. I'm not near a park. I'm not near any greenery or any type of flowers that would attract ladybugs. And this ladybug just flew to the balcony of where I was at and just sat there. And
wow.
Yeah, I think I was on the phone with you, and I said, oh, my goodness, I just saw a ladybug in the middle of nowhere.
That's
yeah. So, we had just been talking about ladybugs, too, as a sign, so it was quite special.
Yeah.
They stand for luck, right, or something, or protection is what you were saying?
No, they say, well, the protection probably, but also for good luck. And I know that in the Catholicism, they also, Mother Mary shows up and gives a sign of a ladybug. I think it's what my daughter was telling me too, as well. So, yeah, that's kind of cool, you know. Too. And then we were talking about animals, and I think the young lady that we first spoke to, Vicky from California, says she sees animals all the time, and animals are wonderful. When you see them, I see a lot of times in dreams. The other day, I saw a dolphin on the beach, and. What do dolphins mean? They're like the spiritual teachers of the spiritual angels of the ocean. I know that you've have you ever had dreams that where you've seen animals, you know, and or anything like that?
I have. Dolphins have appeared to me before too, as well as birds. A lot of hawks. I haven't had a lot of dreams with animals lately, but just around here in everyday life, I come across a lot of squirrels. Or I'll see a picture of a squirrel, or I'll see a squirrel on TV, or, there's just a lot. I see squirrels everywhere.
Yeah.
And I've that's odd, too, because I'm in downtown LA again, where there's not a lot of animals, but for some reason I'm coming across squirrels.
Nice. Well, I know that I've had dreams with squirrels and bears, you know what I mean? So bears and squirrels are all about hibernation and protection, taking care of, making sure you save. Maybe it's money, food, whatever it is. You know what I mean? So that's kind of cool. And then I know that when you have dreams about animals or you see animals, a lot of times they show up for you with a message, like totem animals in your dreams. A lot of times, like I have a totem animal of a jaguar. Did I say that right? Jaguar, I always get in trouble for that. I hope so.
Jaguar.
Yeah, jaguar. Anyway, I'm like tomato, who knows? But I have I'll dream with them when I have to make a choice. They show up for me to make a choice, you know what I mean? So they're my sign that's something that I need to make a strong choice about something. And depending on the choice I make, it's like a pivotal point. It's not just something, it's an easy choice. So they're always here when they show me about choices and things like that, too. So I know, and...
Wow.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you see angels out in, the angels will send you signs with animals, or when you see animals out in public, or not public, but like in out and about. Because my daughter said the other day she saw a coyote when she was out running in northern Florida, and what does a coyote mean? I'm not even sure, but I know that squirrels are hibernation, birds are messengers, right? So
right.
If you see birds.
Oh, yes. I just saw a bird that, because, I'm in downtown LA, so all we have are pigeons around here. But to get a specific message, sometimes I'll ask my angels, I'll say, okay, if this is the right choice for me to make, if I'm on the right path, please send me a different bird other than a pigeon. Because I know it's almost nearly impossible where I'm at, because they're pigeons. That's the only bird you see. And the other day, a little sparrow I forgot to tell you this too early, but a little sparrow came to the windowsill. And just sat there and peeked in at me, and it was a small little tiny bird that you don't even see them around here. So I knew that it was a sign, and it was quite special to me. So yeah,
that's very nice. I like that. Yeah. So or sometimes feathers. I know that people get feathers when they white feathers or whatever. You can look at the feathers or the colors. You know what I'm saying? So those are some different signs that you can use. And a lot of times we talked about this too. A friend of mine, she says, I see things on billboards. And I was like, oh, that's cool. She goes, I know when I get a message on a billboard, she'll get it. It'll be just out of nowhere. She goes, our license plates, you know what I mean? She knows that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, something, she got one time, and it was, should I speak at this engagement? And so one of the license plate that she saw was Something Speaks. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you can get those license plates?
Yeah,
so I was like, wow, that's cool. You know what I mean? So, you know, the angels, you know, higher power, however you see it, will talk to you. All you have to do is ask for a sign. A lot of times songs. I know that I have a friend of mine that says when she hears a specific song, she knows that the guy that she cares about is getting ready to call her. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Wow. So,
yeah.
That's really cool. Oh, I need to formulate a kind of question like that. That's good.
Yeah, song. There you go. So, I know that, you know, she does a lot of work with, you know, meditation. And a lot of times some of the things that help you bring you close where you can hear or see the signs. How do you feel about that, hearing and seeing the signs? What are some things that people can do to make sure that they're getting the right messages?
Well, we're going to say meditation because that's our favorite word, right?
Yeah, meditation is one way.
Yeah, but the reason why that's so important is because our angels are sending us signs all the time, but sometimes we're just so blocked by our emotions and distracted by just our, you know, busyness of everyday life that we sometimes don't see them clearly. And so meditation really helps to remove all of those blocks to kind of, you know, neutralize it, and so that we come to a place where we can pick up on those signs a lot easier.
Right.
So that's why meditation is key. It's always our emotions that block us from receiving the messages, and meditation is definitely very helpful in releasing some of that.
I agree with you on that too as well. Now, I want to bring something up too, because a lot of times we think signs are nice, and they are nice, okay? You know, you ask for signs about your boyfriend or your, you know, your job, your career, your husband, your wife. But let's talk about this, because this is something that a lot of people, they don't understand this, or they understand it and sometimes don't want to bring it up. When I, you know, I had my own business before, and I knew that I was supposed to do metaphysical work full time, okay, because it's who I am. And, you know, the angels kept pushing me and nudging me to do more and to start start a business doing this, and I just didn't want to do it. And finally, I got pushed so hard that I had to do it. You know what I mean? And I go, well, how big of a sign do you need? You know what I mean? I know that happened to you with your job, right? You did not want to leave, but it became so difficult to stay at your job, right?
Right.
That there was no other choice. Correct?
Right. 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 And I had been asking for signs, like if it's right for me to leave this job and go in a different career path and do this metaphysical spiritual work, send me some signs. And they were sending them to me, oh my goodness, every day. And I just was fighting it because, you know, no one ever wants to leave their job, right? You kind of keep questioning it over and over again. But they were sending me so many signs every day for years until I finally had no other choice. And I realized, you know what, I've got to do this. I've got to follow this push. And it was the right choice to make, you know, but a lot of times we'll fight the signs, just like what you did. We'll fight it because sometimes we're not ready to receive it, or we just don't want to believe that they're signs. And when they happen over and over again, multiple times, that's when you know the angels are pushing you in a particular direction. That's for your best and highest good.
That is very true. And a lot of times you go, this is the right guy for me, or this is the right girl for me, or this is the right job. So look in, and sometimes you've got to, you know, you ask the angel, say, give me a sign. If he's going to do this or she's going to do this, then let me see it. Let them say something or let them do something, like Teresa did. And if you're not getting the signs right away, then sometimes you just need to be patient and wait, you know, because divine and perfect timing. I know that's real key, because sometimes it's not about the other person, but it's about you. So when you're waiting for something to happen and you're waiting for a sign, one of the questions that I'm learning, because this is a hard one, you know, is show me what I need to do about myself and working with myself so I can be better prepared to have, you know, the prosperity, whatever it is, in love or career or whatever. You know what I mean? Because when you're asking for that, I know that I've got a client that we work with together, and she wants the guy of her dreams, right? And what is the one thing that it's been real elusive for her? And she's getting the signs, but the biggest sign was working on herself, right?
So, right. Absolutely. You know. Absolutely.
Yeah, so meditation is really, really key with that. You know, I also think that we do some work with at Angel Coaches that really help not only us but also other people where, you know, they get love and prosperity and career and all that, that there are life choices, health, or, you know, because there's some things there to, that we do with people. But I, as I said, I think the more than the sign about receiving something is really important to also ask about what about me, what do I need to do to be the best I can be.
Right.
Yeah, and what I learned. Yeah, that's true. Very, very, very true.
I have a funny story to share that totally is representative of what you're talking about. If you don't mind, can I share it?
No, please. Yeah, okay. Sure.
I'm not sure if I've even told you this story. Maybe I have, but my sister, you know, has been dating. She might kill me for saying this, but that's okay. But because it was a good lesson for her, and I think it'll help people, is that she was dating a guy. She wasn't quite sure if this was the right guy for her, and she had a lot of doubts, a lot of questions, and everything. And one night, she was sitting across from him at dinner, and she was sitting there just thinking, you know, I'm not sure if he's the right guy. And he went off to go use the restroom, and when he was away. She was thinking, you know, is this the right guy? I'm not quite sure. And she was texting, my brother had texted her at that point and was like, what are you doing? You know, just checking in. And she said, I'm on a date with so-and-so. And he said, I used to work with him. Don't date him. I know all about,
oh,
you know,
wow.
Don't date him. You know, I don't think he's the right person for you. You know, this and that. And she's like, she asked for a sign and she got it very literal. Like, he's not the right person for you right now. He's not the right person for you right now. And she was struggling with that. And she said, you know, I asked for a sign, you know, and she asked for several signs after that. And she was getting the same answer. And what she's realized now is that it's not about, you know, the sign for her was that not the right guy for you right now, because there was some development that she needed to do, because she's learned some great lessons from following the signs. She finally followed it and said, you know, okay, he's not the right guy. She backed off. And in doing that, she's realized that how to put herself first and to really, value what she feels like she deserves, and that she actually deserves to have that too as well. And because she was telling me before, you know, before I would see the signs, you know, if the guy is not right for me, and I would just ignore it and I would just go with the guy and find out the hard way. She goes, now I'm learning now to notice the signs from my angels and really follow them. And because she really felt like a guided push to, you know, even though the guy was saying the right things, she felt like an internal push from her angels telling her she needed to back off for now, and that there was a great lesson to be learned by doing that, and that's what she's doing right now, it's all divine and perfect timing. You know, the angels will always guide you along your way, and they'll send you signs along the way, always for your highest and best good, and she's following the signs, and she's come out, you know, with all this great knowledge and wisdom and strength that she's never had before.
That's amazing. So her lesson is to learn to put herself first. And I can feel the energy of people that are listening. They're like, wow, you put yourself first, that's selfish. But it's really not. Mm-hmm. Because we want our guide to put us first, right? But how can he do that or she do that if we don't put herself first?
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly her lesson. That was exactly it. She felt like she was coming from a place of not, I'm going to be selfish and do only things for me. She realized that by truly loving herself, and by being a good friend to herself, then he can be a good friend to her too as well. And that's what she was lacking. She was with him and not really in touch with herself in that way. And this is the first time in her life, she said it herself, first time in her life that she's ever gotten that lesson about the value of actually loving yourself and what that means. When you do that, then the other person will be able to love you just as you deserve to be loved.
Wow, wow, that's amazing. Good for her. So
yeah.
It looks like you might be going to a wedding in the next period of time, right? So your sister's wedding.
I feel it. I feel it. I feel her wedding coming up in about a year and a half, a year. It's pretty soon. She feels it too, which is great.
I feel I'm getting a sign that you're going to get married too. Okay, so
I'm getting a sign that you're going to get married too. Oh, we're all getting married here.
Yeah. How about this, Kareen? We got to get married. Somebody asked me, am I going to get married? I go, do you have a boyfriend? No. I go, start there. So that's what I'm working on, getting a boyfriend. Starting there first. That's funny.
Anyway, one step at a time.
But yeah, exactly. Get the boyfriend and then the marriage, right? Which is something because I never even believed in marriage until the past couple of years or so. Huh? But it's about marriage at two hearts. I think that's really, really key. Then the rest happens. Right. Yeah, so let's talk about, because we're going to be done in a couple of minutes, but we got a really special call next week. We've got Michael Brooks coming on. He's had near-death experiences, I think two, and during the time that he was, I always say out like a light, but that he died, his whole life was mapped out for him, and the angels told him everything. He says everything. Some of it he wasn't able to see, but gave him a good guideline to follow. And what was going to happen from marriage to business to, to life choices. And he's going to be on sharing. He's got a great life, a life full of prosperity in every area from career to love. And he's going to share his success and how to really tap into your spirituality too, because he says that's a real key, to love God, love your family, and then the work. Yeah, the work, and then the prosperity shows up in every area when you do it like that. Spiritual feeds he says it's spirituality, then your family and your family and your friends and your loved ones, and then those two, and then that feeds the career. So he's a prime example of that. He's amazing soul. He's had near-death experiences, so he can tell us what it's like on the other side. And so we'd like to, if any of... Better, yeah, right.
I've got a lot of questions.
Yeah, I do too. I remember I did a workshop with a bunch of attorneys, and they go, "Now listen, do I have to punch a time clock on the other side?" I go, "Are you kidding me?" People ask, and it was an attorney. Go figure. Beautiful people. I know beautiful people that they were, and still are. So we've got that coming up, and then I know you're getting ready to teach a class next Sunday. Tell us about your class, what you're teaching.
Oh, it's an angel card reading class, and how to interpret the cards and the messages, because they're another way. Angel cards are another way to receive messages and signs from your angels, and they've been used for centuries. It's based on the law of attraction. You know what you draw the cards based upon the energy and the thoughts and the questions that you have. So. I'll be teaching a class on how to interpret the signs, and I'll be teaching how to do different kinds of readings for love, career, prosperity, life direction, choices, all that good stuff. And we'll be doing readings on each other and practicing.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And you're going to be doing that. Anybody can join anywhere in the U.S. Because you're going to be doing it on a conference line. So if you go to angelcoaches.com, they'll get all the information about that, right? So
yes.
Or
send an email to join it.
Yeah, we're going to send a big email, and so you just guys, if you're listening and want to join her class, go to angelcoaches.com. You'll get all the information on what you need to do. I know there's other classes that are listed there too, because I'm getting ready to do a progression to see your life in the future. I did a past life progression about a couple weeks ago, but now we're going to do a progression so you can see it in the year. 3 years and 5 years with the help of the angels. So that's going to be cool. And we've got Michael coming on next week. And so we've got a pretty full schedule. We also have a manifesting call. And it's free, and it's on Tuesday night at 9:30. And if you, as I said, if you go to angelcoaches.com, you can get all the information there on how to access the classes, the call, and most of all, Kareen and I, you can talk to us too if you'd like. Do we have anything else we want to share before we close? Because I think we're just about done.
Yeah, I think we're good.
So you guys, next week, we've got Michael Brooks. He's going to be talking about his near-death experiences. So if any of you guys that are listening have any, we'd love to hear your story or have questions. Can't wait to talk to you next week. Okay, take care, everybody.
All right, have a good night.